This fall, movie screens will flicker with images of fragile blonde women lifted from novels, living under bell jars, wearing pearl earrings, shivering on cold mountains, or perspiring under the Tuscan sun. But film commentator Kevin Murphy won't be ordering his fall films from the bestseller lists.
If you happen to be me or someone vaguely like me, you'll refuse to grab a pile of fat books so you can judge with your friends whether the book was better than the movie or vice versa. No, if you're at all like me, you'd rather alienate your friends with your movie choices. So, here's a quick list of films that might just get you blank looks from your paltrocentric pals. Now, if you're up for a romantic comedy but don't want to travel down the usual road to find it, look for the film Dummy opening this weekend. Dummy might never have seen the light of day, save that it features Adrian Brody, who made the film just before his Oscar turn in The Pianist. He plays Steven, an unemployed doofus who finds it nearly impossible to express himself, probably because he can't get a word in edgewise around his overbearing, big fat style family.
Steven, you want a tuna fish sandwich?
I'm on the phone!
You hungry?
I'm on the phone.
Okay, do you want a sandwich?
So, Steven picks up a nice big ventriloquist dummy to speak for him, and soon his world begins to open up. He even finds the courage to date his demure and very normal employment counselor. A romance develops, despite the efforts of his friend Fangora, a klezmer-loving riot girl played over the top by Mila Jovovich.
When you get Lorraine alone, put this on.
Best of John Philip Sousa.
Oh yeah, she's digging.
Three fine character actors, Ron Liebman, Jessica Walter, and Ileana Douglas, play Steven's family and lend Dummy an ensemble that just might give this mushy screwball romance that extra turn of the screw. If you enjoy guns and mindless killing, leave the bad taste of SWAT behind and take in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the third in a series of films, as it says in the credits, shot, chopped, and scored by Robert Rodriguez. Antonio Banderas returns as the legendary El Mariachi, a lone man with a guitar that everybody wants dead. Granted that guitars in these films sometimes shoot flames or rockets, you may want to be careful around the guy. Johnny Depp once again shows his taste for eccentric roles in eccentric films as Sands, a CIA agent who recruits El Mariachi for one last job, to stop a bloody Mexican coup.
You remember General Marquez? He's being paid by the Barrio cartel to kill the president in an attempted coup d'etat.
Attempted?
Oh, no. The president will be killed because he's that piece of good pork that needs to get balanced out. I say attempted because we don't want Marquez taking power. I need you to put the hurting, so to speak, on Marquez after he's killed the president. Savvy?
Naturally, things go haywire and a whole lot of mayhem ensues. And with a cast that includes Banderas, Johnny Depp, Salma Hayek, and the dependably villainous Willem Dafoe as the number one bad guy, things will never get too serious.
There's a price on your head. I'm going to collect. Why don't you just tell Barrio everything you know?
And if I don't?
You know that old man I killed in your village? What if your whole village was next?
Would you kill them?
Me? They certainly would.
And I guess I have no choice but to kill you all.
Sure, it's a big, loud, bloody thing, but Robert Rodriguez has a talent for making it all look balletic, visually extravagant, and highly melodramatic. The result is a spaghetti western spirit in a 21st century package. Now then, on to the weird. Canadian director Guy Madden has made some of the most idiosyncratic and visually luscious films of the past 10 years, so it'll be no surprise if his latest feature, The Saddest Music in the World, feels like a David Lynch film, except that it doesn't cause devils to swim around inside your skull. There's no American release date yet, but the film is the talk of the recent Toronto Film Festival. We're in Winnipeg during the grim depths of the Great Depression. Self-proclaimed beer queen Lady Port Huntley, a resplendent Isabella Rossellini in a Jean Harlow wig and prosthetic glass legs filled with beer, proclaims the worldwide hunt for the saddest music in the world and a $25,000 prize for its finder. Enter the Kent brothers, gruff Siberian cellist Roderick, played by Ross McMillan, and smarmy Broadway impresario Chester, played by Kin in the Hall Mark McKinney. Chester's nymphomaniac amnesiac sweetie Narcissa ignites a feud between the brothers. Truckloads of secrets and scandals push the story to the realm of high melodrama, like Wagner or the Marx Brothers, or both. But that's a good thing with Guy Madden. If you've seen his legendary short Heart of the World, you'll know what I mean. Guy's a gifted and very particular visual artist. His films not only look like they were made in the 30s, but his brand new prints actually look 70 years old. And the effect is so beautiful and disorienting, and the story so peculiarly Canadian. Not only might you forgive the film its eccentricities, but you may find yourself urging the film to be as freaky as it can be. And later in September, things get even weirder when lucky New York and Los Angeles see the long-awaited theatrical release of Bubba Hotep, a perennial festival favorite that's bound to end up a midnight classic. See if you can find anything normal in this plotline. Elvis Presley is alive and sort of well, living in an East Texas nursing home. Of course, it's the real Elvis. The Elvis we thought was Elvis was an Elvis impersonator who switched identities with the real Elvis, then died before they could switch back. Nobody believes that our Elvis, cum faux Elvis, is the real Elvis until he finds a pal in Jack, an aging black man who insists he's John F. Kennedy, a truly daring role for the venerable Ozzie Davis.
That's where they took a piece of my brain. I got a little bag of sand up there now.
Jack, President Kennedy was a white man.
They dyed me this color.
But hang on, it gets even better. These two legends must battle an evil that's invaded their rest home. Evil in the form of a soul-sucking Egyptian mummy.
What we have here at Shady Rest is an Egyptian soul-sucker of some sort.
Some kind of Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep. I just love to say that title. Bubba Hotep is directed with great humor and classic horror chops by Don Coscarelli, creator of the creepy Phantasm series. We're also treated to the world-class chin of Bruce Campbell, famous for bringing energy and humor to the B-est of B-grade films. Campbell's Elvis impersonation may be the most entertaining since the man himself roamed the Vegas stage. So, there you have it. You don't have to read any thick novels or dive into the miserable lives of depressed blonde women. Just grab the corn, see one of these popular oddities, and watch your bestseller-loving friends run the other way when you talk movies.
Kevin Murphy is the author of A Year at the Movies, One Man's Film-Going Odyssey.